Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today.
Hi, another fun-filled week and a wonderful week it's been. I hope you all have had a spectacular time since we visited last. It's been just amazing to see some of the emails and some of the phone calls that we've been receiving from our listeners and the questions that have come in and the comments that have come in, and it's been so much fun. I'm just so excited about where we're at and what's going on and the visits that we're able to bring across for other people. I've had a couple emails that I want to share with you of people who had comments to say back to others that had received messages as well. And this is something that can commonly happen is one of the gals, she was talking, one of the women had called in and she had some questions about some relationship things. And actually there were two of them last week. And one of the other folks that was listening to the program, she had similar questions and similar things that were going on with these other women. And when the answers came across, she could feel some validation for some things that were going on in her own life and in her own situation. And she was able to get answers through the questions that you folks else had asked. And that's why it's so important. If you have a question, to call and get the guidance and the answers and the wisdom from those that are on the other side, because maybe a person who couldn't get through or maybe a person who wasn't listening at the exact moment is able to hear it later through the archives or however, and can get the answers themselves and get encouragement and answers to their questions through your questions. I also had a message that came through back a few weeks ago about somebody with the laundry, and the listener called to talk to us about that because she felt like it could have been a connection for her. Those are the kind of things that bring encouragement and excitement into the readings and into the messages, to know that maybe when you're calling with a question, you're actually going to be able to help somebody else so they can hear a message that is a message meant for them in that same call. So please do call in, because it's important. It's important to those that are on the other side that we can make connections across the veil so that they can bring that excitement over too, and maybe family members can connect through a message that came through the other way. So please do. Don't ever feel like your question's too small or too trivial. A couple of the folks who had emailed me during the week with some questions felt like their questions weren't quite serious enough to warrant calling it in, and they are, because they're your questions and they're your concerns and your decisions that you're making in life, and they're yours, so they're important, and there's power within the words that are going to come through and across from those that are hearing the messages and who are sending the messages across. They can be enlightening and helpful. Daryl, I have a Daryl, and he is here, and he wants to tell his family that even though you're going to miss him physically, and he knows it will be hard to not have him here right now, as we're celebrating the 4th of July, and he knows that you're going to miss him at the family picnic, and that I'm gathering from the message that he's giving me that this is the first 4th of July weekend that he's not actually going to be with the family, that he's on the other side now. He's across the veil, and he is wanting the family to know that even though he's not physically there this year, he is actually going to be there. He said that he's going to miss the fried chicken that somebody special cooks every 4th of July. And he really wanted to let that person know how much he loves them and how much he's going to miss their chicken. But he's going to be there with you. And that person that he's referring to, I see as a woman in her mid to late 60s, kind of full-figured, not a grandmother, not a mother, not a grandmother, that type of connection, not a spouse. This feels like it's a special connection, a special friendship that you two had shared while he was in physical form, and that he's with you quite a bit. But it's somebody really special, and he's wanting the whole family, though, to know that even though he's not here in form, but he is going to enjoy the 4th of July. And there's something about the fireworks that he just, it's like he's showing me when he was really little, like maybe the first time he went to a fireworks display that he can remember, how excited he was and how excitement. And he's saying that's what it's like to be on the other side for him. The being home is that excitement, that newness, that bursting of color he's showing me, all of that, that he's wanting the family to know that he's around, that he's here, that he's also totally enjoying the excitement of being across the veil, and to not be sorrowful this weekend while the holidays are going on, but rather to celebrate with him and to realize he's going to be there with you. I'm also seeing a like a gingham-colored type of a blanket that is kind of like the family uses it traditionally when you go on these holiday picnics, that he showed me that connection there as well. To validate that as well. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, this is Marcia, and I've recently I've lost two members of my family fairly recently, and I was wondering if you might help me somehow connect with them, or you know, just see how they're doing.
Okay. Let's look at some specifics that are going on with them to help me get a connection with them so that I can find them.
Okay.
Did you lose somebody through an accident? Because I'm seeing an accident.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm seeing a form of an accident. So let me see if this is going to be something they want me to spin off. I'm going to make note of this, that it may be for somebody else in another reading. That's why I have to ask questions. Because sometimes when they're flowing in and they're moving in and through, they have other things that, you know, we may be getting a little bit of a cross channel, that's all.
Sure.
It does happen. Okay, give me a little bit of detail on who we're looking for, because I'm having trouble getting some connection with you, and that's okay.
Okay. Well, my father passed away in February.
Okay.
And my aunt on my mother's side passed away last August, and they're both just extremely important people in my life. So it's And I just feel so disconnected. I would just like to see if I could somehow, you know, just be at peace a little bit with how they're doing.
Okay. I'm feeling a female energy around. I'm feeling that around really strongly. trying to see if she'll give me some stuff that you can connect with that's going to give you some validation that it's her. There's a statement, there's a conversation that she used, like terms of endearment that she may have used with you on a frequent basis. I'm just hearing terms of endearment.
Okay. Okay.
That she's, you know, she still sees you in that manner is what she's saying, that there's still those terms of endearment. There's still that connection that there's a connection. There's you're aware that she's there. You know her pattern and her signal. You can feel it when she comes in. Sometimes you question it, and don't question it because you're going to know she's in. You're also smelling fragrances every now and then when she comes around. Those are her bringing little reminder fragrances of her. It's kind of like when we make a memory when a person's alive and we know that, oh, that's Aunt Susie's perfume or you know, Uncle So-and-so's tobacco smell or something like that. But she's bringing in a fragrance, she tells me, that is letting you know that she's okay as well.
Okay.
That you're going to notice it as little whiffs. Have you also been seeing I call them orbs or little energy, little things in the or like little sparkles even in the room around you every now and then, or if you take a digital camera picture and you'll see those little circles on the film sometimes?
Yeah, I'd say it's happened more with the camera than
with
than
your own physical eye. Okay.
Right.
She's telling me that is some of the vibration that she's sending through as well. And especially sparklies. If you tend to see sparklies, I call those angel's eyes or fairies. She's showing me that she's using that as a visual for you. It's almost as if you were standing somewhere and somebody took like a handful of glitter and kind of threw it across in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Become aware of that. That's her little way of letting you know that she's there. And sometimes they'll even take different colors. And so what I'm seeing while she's talking is it's almost like rainbowed energy. It's almost like it's really pretty. It's very pretty, very enlightening. She's doing fine.
Okay.
She understands. She said it's almost like you have a hollow in the pit of the, I don't want to say in the tummy, but it's like high stomach. It's like kind of like under the breast area. You kind of get that empty feeling like right there, like you'll occasionally put your hand right there. You may be even doing it unconsciously. But she understands that's kind of you trying to start, what is the word I want? Like pampering, like bringing yourself comfort. Kind of like if you put a baby and you hold them on your shoulder and you know how you kind of pat their back to calm them and comfort them. That you've been kind of doing that to calm and comfort yourself. And she's got her hand on top of your hand. That's so wonderful. She has her hand on top of your hand when you do that. And every now and then you'll feel like a patting motion, but your own hand is not moving. That she's actually connecting through there to give you that comfort, to give you that peace.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For
my father, you know, William Daniels?
Let's see if we can find him. She's still really strong. Did she tend to be stronger in personality?
Oh, yeah, she was a very strong personality, very much like a second mother to me in many ways, and very
moved. She's really strong with you. She's wanting to connect with you in so much as she wants you to, I don't know how to word this without it sounding like I'm being a little bit forceful. She's wanting you to move forward. She's kind of showing me like a person who's grabbing up, like if you were clearing off a counter and you're grabbing up everything and kind of putting it in order and then moving forward. She's showing me she's encouraging you to do that. That there's been some things you've been kind of leaving out there, hanging out there and not allowing to heal, not allowing yourself to go through the grief process. She's showing me to share with you doing an exercise. She's telling me, do the one you do. Do the exercise where you look at things from the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful, and you always want to end on a positive remembrance. So when you're doing a grief healing, a lot of times what you want to do is you want to remember there were some not so pretty things, and then you want to remember the beautiful things of the relationship you had with the person, and then maybe some bad things that happened, and then remembering the good things that happened. And when you're doing that, what you're doing is you're putting it into a full cycle of healing, allowing yourself to say, I'm mad that you're gone, but I really loved you being here, that type of thing, so that you can allow yourself to move forward, is something she's really showing to me to share with you, that it's important. And she's saying, don't get stuck in the, I'm really sad that you're gone, I'm really missing you. Start bringing in some of the happiness as well, so that she can continue to send you love as you're sending back love and light to her as well.
Okay. Is there something specific that I can do to connect with, you know, with her or with my father?
With her, look for the little visuals, because she's going to give you like that dusting of the, what I call the fairy dust. She's going to give you the first, allow yourself to be open to receive that. And you're going to know she's around. And when they happen, just a simple little, hey, hi, you know, I see you, that kind of thing, acknowledging one another in that manner. Your father, he didn't tend to be such a vocal person. He tended to be a little bit quieter, if I'm picking up the right gentleman here.
Yeah.
Showing me himself, not quite so forceful. He said that they have met, they have talked, they have communicated. They're not necessarily in the same, he's giving me some terminology that they use with me when I'm doing work. He's saying that they're not from the same soul group on the other side, across the veil, but that they do see each other and they do interact, but they're not, it's not like they're kindred, I guess is the best word I can hear on that.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But that they both know that they're there. They both made it home. He said, I made it home with no problems. So I'm not sure if his death was one where it could have been questionable as to whether or not he was stuck or anything like that, but he made it home with no problems is what he's showing me and telling me.
Okay. Can you tell me if he has connected with his mother?
Yes. 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 Said that there was a big healing grid, and I've not heard that word come in from the other side, but that there was a big healing grid that there was requirements for. But yes, he's connected. You may understand what that means completely, and I don't.
Yeah, no, I sure do. Yeah, that makes total sense. Things weren't always the best, you know, and that's why I would hope that they have been able to find some sense of peace together, you know, that they've been able to reconnect on it.
Definitely, and he, you know, it wasn't one of those things that it was the immediate embrace and the immediate, but for some reason he's using the word grid, and it may be just a terminology that he can connect with easily to give us insight and to give us answers into it that you can connect with. To me, I'm not understanding it, but that's okay. It may have been that they had to move through it, kind of what I'm almost seeing is like a chessboard, where you have all the different positions and things had to be positionally put into place so that they were able to make the connection and that they were able to, you know, have the souls reuniting, so to speak. Is the best way I know how to word it. He worked physically quite hard.
Yes.
Because I'm seeing very hard physical type work, like a person almost who may have worked like in, you know, for some reason I'm hearing steel, like maybe worked in like a steel factory or maybe worked around some, but it was hard physical type labor that he did that he's trying to get across to me. And that, you know, there were times it just seemed like he didn't know where he kept getting his physical strength, but he's showing me he's showing me his physical labor and how there were times it was really hard on him. And how you feel like there's things that are really hard for you, but don't be as hard as steel. Be a little bit more flexible. Be a little bit more, don't be quite so rigid in some of the things that you're doing and some of the decisions you're making. I have no clue why he's referring to that, but that's one of the messages he wants to give to you is don't be quite so rigid. Don't be quite so set. There we go, set. Set in your pattern, set in your ways. He's kind of nudging you to be a little bit more compassionate, a little bit more. Do you have children?
No.
No?
But I have lots of nieces and nephews.
Okay. maybe it's that connection with them, but he's showing me you actually playing with kids. Kind of try to find that playful mm-hmm. side of yourself, that inner child part of yourself, for lack of better words, and that sometimes by just being around younger people, he's also saying he didn't take time for that, and for that he's greatly sorrowful.
Mm-hmm.
That he didn't enjoy the youth as much as he wishes he would have now, that things in life were way too serious. Decisions mm-hmm. Decisions had to be made and things had to be done, but that he should have enjoyed life a little bit more.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
Now we'll all be getting together to on Sunday for my mother's birthday. I would hope that he would be able to see us, you know, kind of trying to get together to heal some things, you know.
Definitely. He's showing me a pink rose, a single pink rose. And I think what he would like you to do is if you can pick up a single pink rose to take with you and put it on the table as a kiss from him to everyone.
Okay. That's funny because I have a large pink rose bush in my backyard. Yeah.
I love it when you do that. So if you could take a rose with you, it's a way for him to connect in a physical manner that maybe he, you know, would not be able to bring a message through during the get-together, but his presence can be felt through a kiss through the pink rose, is what he's using. And he's using the specific word, kiss of the pink rose.
Okay.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Okay, thank you so much.
Did you guys lose a family pet, too? Because he keeps showing me that he's united himself with, and it looks to me almost like a black lab. It's a black color dog, not a big dog, but not a small dog either. I'm just calling it lab because I don't know any other names to give, but he's reunited with a black-colored dog.
Wow. No, unless it was something from his childhood. We didn't have, you know, we had a dog when I was very, very small, but that'd been, you know, 45 years ago. That was the only pet. We had a cat, but nothing like a black lab. But it could have been something from...
Yeah, and it could have been a childhood thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I much appreciate it.
Thank you, and you enjoy the holidays, and enjoy the holidays. Have fun.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Sometimes when we make the connections, and I have to fine-tune it a little bit because a lot of times I've got them coming in numbers. It's like right now I've got a room full. I've got so many energies that have joined in today that are here present with me today and in the room. And I've got a couple older women on my left who are just so eager to bring a message across. And one of them is telling me that her name is Emma. Something like Emma or Anna or it's a little bit hard for me to quite understand. It's almost a little bit of a broken English type of name, and she's wanting me to bring a message. She wants to tell her daughter how much she enjoys the new baby granddaughter. She says to tell her that when she looks up and points and she says like Anna or Emma or something like that, that it's actually that they're talking to one another, that the baby is still able to communicate with those that are across the veil, and she's seeing her and recognizing her, and she's playing with her from the other side, and she wants you to know that. She says she's still so precious to her. So I gather that she's saying that they didn't meet when they were, she passed before the baby was born during your early part of your marriage, is what it looks like she's trying to convey to me, that she passed, but she knew that you were going to have children, but she didn't get to see this little one born or be a part of her physical life. She says that she loves her red curls. She's saying that there's something about her red curls and how she likes to ruffle them in her sleep. So like if she wakes up and her little curls are all messed up and all ruffled up, it's because she's ruffling her little curls in her sleep. There's also something about a pink ribbon. She's showing me a pink ribbon and like a night table, not a nightstand beside the bed, but it looks kind of like a night table, and you found this pink ribbon on the table that you don't recall putting there or having it been there before. She's kind of showing that as a gift that she has been able to put over and in there for this child. It's her way of sending a kiss. It's her way of saying that she's, you know, special. And she's saying to go ahead and put that in her baby book as a special gift from this Anna or Emma or something along that line. Her, like I said, the language is very broken. The words are a little bit, so I'm gathering that she didn't have real clear English speaking, and she may be speaking English to me to bring the message across, because it's very broken verbiage, and she wants you to know how much she loves that little girl, and that she's really enjoying the time she has with this little one. She's also got her sister with her, and they both apparently had passed within a year of one another, and they're both very happy. There's a lot of excitement in both of their energies as they're here with me. I don't know if I had a beep come in or not. Do I have a caller? No? Okay. That's fine. I have a George. He wants his family to know that he's arrived home and that his time of healing that has kept him away from his family. What he's showing me, he's not able to stand real tall and real true. And that's because he's showing me himself in physical form. In his spirit form, he's fine. He's showing me that he's fine, physically fine, but he's bringing this physical representation in so that as I speak this message, that whoever this is for, they'll be able to connect with it and they'll be able to know that it's from him. And that he hasn't been with the family quite so much because he's been spending a lot of time in healing chambers of recovery and healing. Apparently he was very rough on his life. He's showing me alcohol, so apparently he had quite a drinking problem as well while he was in physical body form, and that he has spent a lot of time recovering and recouping from that, and that he wants the family to know that he's not around them because he doesn't want to be there or because he can't be there, but because of where he has been at on his process as he's on the other side, as he's on across the veil. He's also wanting to let the family know that he's going to keep up his work from the other side. Don't have a clue what he means by that as he's bringing that message forward, but he's showing me the continual work, that there's some kind of work that he was doing, and the family had always, he's saying to me, my family always wondered if my passing was going to let this work stop or if it wasn't going to be able to continue on because he wasn't here. He's saying yes, that he's going to be able to do it from the other side. He's going to be bringing in new students of learning to be able to pick it up. Excuse me, he's showing me that this learning is going to come through in dream time, that people that could have possibly been students of his for whatever this work is, that he's going to be able to continue it on, that he's going to be able to have others that will bring in and do that work. It's going to continue on. And he said something about working with, he will continue to bless and work with the children. Something about children. There's a strong connection of working with children, doing something for children through some process that's going on which involves children, and that he's connecting with that as well. I have another gal here, Harriet. She's showing me her grandmother. Okay. She's showing me some property, so I'm not sure if this message is for Harriet or if her name is Harriet. She's showing me a piece of property, and outside the front property, in the front yard, she's showing me she loves the flowers. Somebody took what looks like an old wringer washer type of situation and has filled it with these beautiful plants and has planted potted flowers around it. It's almost like a memorial that has been created for this person who's coming through, and she's saying how much she enjoys them and how much she's enjoying the flowers and seeing the flowers and some old memories that are with some of the different things that are are placed. And there's other objects that are there, but the washer is standing out in what she's showing me and the visual that she's giving me on this right at this point in time. She's also wanting me to convey that that she's around, that she's here, that sometimes the family members feel like there's no connection, there's nothing more, they're done, that she's gone, and that they're trying to keep her memory alive. But she wants you to know that she is there, that even though you feel like you're working very hard to keep her memory alive, that it's for a purpose, because she is there and she's kind of stimulating that so that the memory will be kept alive as far as that goes. I had an email that had come in from Kathy, and in her email she had asked me about her sister. And her sister is currently living, and she was concerned about her sister because she feels like she has not been able to be there for her, and that she's been really ill, and that she just feels like she wasn't able to be there for her sister. And the email was the gist of the message of the email. And what they're trying to tell me to tell you is that your grandmother, who is across the veil, has been standing vigil over her, that even though you haven't been able to be there, that your prayers have been heard, and that she has been able to come in and be there and standing vigil, and that everything's going to be fine, that the doctor is actually going to be releasing her soon, that she had gotten a hold of something that she ate that had been tainted, that had had something in it that caused this condition to happen, that the doctors weren't able to put their finger on it. They weren't able to say, oh, she has food poisoning, or, oh, she has, you know, she got into this or she got into that. They weren't able to put their finger on it, but the actuality of it is that she did eat something that had been tainted. It could have been something like that was picked up through the metal in the cans, or something along that line, where there could have been some kind of a tainting. And I'm not seeing it as like spoiled or you know, rotten or that type of thing, but something that it had actually picked up within the food. But that she's soon going to be fine. And she's saying something to do with the handling of the food processing that of what she ate. Is what your grandmother is showing me, that there's something about that was causing the problem. But she'll be back as strong as ever. It'll take a little bit. She's going to need to really build her immune system back up there, that they're telling me to let you know, that you may want to encourage her on some of the nutritional stuff that'll help with building the immune system, and you can communicate. She'll soon be able to be back on the Internet, and you'll be able to communicate with her. It feels like you're both in different countries. It feels like you've got some space between you that way. That's one of the reasons why you haven't been able to spend time with her and or communicate with her, in you know, being there physically for her. She's saying don't give in to fear, that everything is fine, that Granny has been there helping, taking care of, communicating with, making sure that the doctors are doing what's needed, that type of thing. She's a very strong personality, very not at all afraid to be in there energetically giving what she needs. And your sister's very open to that. She's been very receptive to that. You questioned in your mind that you didn't believe, you don't think she believed that way, but your grandmother is saying that that's okay. She could go through that boundary. She could go through that barrier, that she's been there for her. She's also saying that she answered the prayers that the family members were giving out. Mostly, she's really pointing out that your prayer had really drawn her in, but also the prayers of her daughter, who is the mother of both you and your sister. She came in because of that, that she has come in to bring in help because she'd been asked to. I have another message that's coming in, and this is kind of a broad blanket type of message that's too. There's a couple of women who have been struggling in conception, that there's no rhyme or reason. They're saying the doctors have said that you're fine, that your partners are fine, that everything should be happening, but for whatever reasons it's not. that you, it feels like these couple of women have almost kind of stymied the medical community on how to break through from that. And the message that I'm hearing is to, trying to see how to word this so it comes a little bit through clearer, the sacral point of our bodies, which is a few fingers below the belly button, and that's where all the female organs are, and that's where all the old stuff that can attach to us in that area, creating a negative and creating a negative vibration, that as you bring that into a balance, they're saying you will soon conceive. And to bring those that into a balance, one of the things, have you ever noticed when a woman is pregnant how she'll tend to rub her hand around her belly? It's kind of a nurturing and a loving expression to the child as well as to themselves, and to help, you know, massage even those muscles that might not be feeling so good. In they're showing me that type of rubbing on that region of the body. If you don't have any knowledge of that, you could always go on to one of my websites where I have a little bit of information on the different chakra points on the body, but they're showing me that bringing some balance into the sacral region of the body is going to help open it up for fertility, and you will be conceiving. I'm seeing two women in particular. I've got one, her hair is about mid back length, I want to say like right about where the shoulder blades or the angel wings are on her back, that and her hair is brown, kind of a mousy brown, that you will particularly be conceiving within 3 months. The other gal that I'm seeing has darker hair, a little bit shorter, a little bit her physical structure, she's even a little bit shorter, and they're saying that you will be conceiving as well, but it won't be within the 3 months. It'll be a little bit longer. There's something about some balancing within your own home environment that's needed in order for everything to be perfectly into place. It almost feels like you may be married to military. You may actually be in a military situation, and that what I'm seeing is your time in that particular location within the military is due to change, and as soon as that timing has changed, it's kind of like you're stationed in a certain area, and as soon as that station changes and you go to a new station, that you will conceive at that time. There's something about the energies of where you're living is not ideal for the baby to be conceived and born. I'm also hearing, I have a message that as a lot of us are contemplating different paths and different lessons that we're going through in life, that we need to seek out teachers that are going to align us with our guides and with our masters. And they're telling me to share the method. Apparently there's somebody out there that's been really wanting to connect with a teacher, with a healing teacher, with somebody who can help them develop who it is they are and start working with their gifts and with their gifts. They're saying that you'll know teachers by the energy that you feel around them, that you're going to know a teacher by the vibration that you feel when you shake their hand, or by the vibration you feel within the location where you go to take the class. If it feels cold, if it feels unwelcomed, if it feels cluttered, if it feels, those are the kind they're telling me to tell you that you want to avoid. That's the space you want to avoid. You want to go into a space where you feel warmth and welcome, and where the energy you feel is a welcoming energy. And as you connect with them and shake hands with them, you'll feel that immediate connection within that teacher-student relationship that you're seeking to establish. They're telling me to encourage you to test the waters. Test the waters is what I'm hearing. Don't trust that every teacher is the teacher just because someone has said they are, but you will know the truth within yourself. Follow that inner truth. Follow that inner wisdom. I have a Benjamin who has come through, and he is wanting me to share. Oh, okay, I have not a Benjamin that's come through. The message is for a Benjamin, and this is from a brother who has passed. And he wants you to know that he is sorry for how badly he treated you when you were children. Apparently there were a few years between you. He was older than you, and you were kind of the annoying new little baby, and the annoying new little brother is what he's showing me, and he wants to express his apologies for having made you feel like the baby brother, and that he's sorry that he left before he got a chance to know you and to spend time with you, but that, of course, it was his time to go. But he's wanting to express that he had apparently gotten himself caught up into a religious order type of thing, into a belief process that actually caused him to pass, that caused him to have a passing, that caused him to actually leave. There's some kind of connection to it, whether he was at a facility or doing something for a facility and his death came. It wasn't because of the belief or because of that organization, but the connection with this organization that was key to his passing. That's what so that you'll know that this message is for you, is what he's saying, that the time that his passing came in was according to his divine plan, was according to the divine order. And yes, he did go to he apparently went when he was like 20, 21. I'm hearing early 20s, and I'm seeing like 20, 21. That his passing was very early, but that's how it was supposed to be, and that your father has often questioned and wondered why his son would leave so early, but that it was according to what was supposed to happen. He's saying that you don't have a relationship with this father, that you had actually finished your life being raised by your mother and her new husband, and you've not really established a relationship with your biological father. He wants me to tell you that please spend time with Dad. Please spend time with your biological father. That you missed the younger years with him, but that you need to spend time with Dad is what he's saying. He would like you to spend time with Dad, and he would like you to let Dad know that he has come through and that he has shared a message of love and compassion and warmth with you, for the family as well as for this father to realize and reunite. I know that he's saying that there's miles between you and the family. It's kind of like you live like in California and they may live like over in Pennsylvania. Like there's a distance there that makes it hard for you to spend time with him, but when you visit, please spend time with him. He's showing me how much he would really, really like for you to spend time with Dad, that there's a really strong connection there, and that he sees his father's tears. There's something about how he's missing his boys, and I think it's because he's getting older and realizing that what he had lost through some things that happened in his younger years as you were young men growing up. But he wants to say, even though I teased you miserably and I was hard on you when you were little, you were still my baby brother. And he wants that message to come across with love and compassion. I also have... I'm seeing a large array of colors. I'm seeing the importance of colors. And they're showing me to share this with the listeners today, the importance of drawing in color and bringing color into your environment and how that can be healing and how that can be encouraging and how that can be uplifting, to bring in color, life, vibrancy, and using that as a therapy. I have a wonderful friend, and her business, I believe, if you wanted to go online and check it out, it's colorvibration.com. And she has wonderful teachings on using the color and how the color can help and how it can bring healing in different environments and that type of thing. And as they're bringing the message across for me to share with the listeners, is like if you have someone who in your home is struggling with some attention disabilities or may have ADD or those type of things, the attention, they're showing me attention situations, to bring in more calming colors, more peaceful colors, more relaxing colors. Don't bring in the bright the bright reds and that type of thing because it stimulates that part of their brain. They're wanting me to share that. And if you have, they're showing me if you have someone who is having trouble reading and staying focused and reading it, if they, you brought in yellow, like laid like a yellow, I'm seeing like a film. It's almost like, almost looks like a transparency, but it's got yellow tint to it. And if you laid that over your paperwork that, or the words or over the page of a book, that it's going to make it so that you can see that a little bit clearer, and it'll help straighten those words a little bit. So if a person might be suffering from a little bit of, what do they call that, dyslexia, where you see the things backwards, the yellow is going to help bring it forward in the message that they're bringing across with the color. They're saying that if you feel like you don't have your personal strength or your personal power, or you feel like you've given yourself away to everybody else and you don't know how to get your own strength back, they're telling me to share with you to bring in the colors yellow and orange into your environment. I'm seeing like bouquets with flowers that have that in there, or maybe you don't want to necessarily wear an orange shirt or a yellow shirt because you don't like that particular color. But if you do, you could wear those, and that's going to help you bring in that vibration of the color to bring in some healing for yourself, drawing back your personal power, your personal strength, your personal energy. They're saying that if you don't want to wear it externally, like your undergarments could actually have that color in it, or like a top with like a flower print or a stripe print that could have that in that, and how that could be beneficial to you. They're saying draw in color. This is a good time for color. So if you're needing to make some changes in your environment and maybe make some changes within yourself and within working with self to bring in the different colors and to bring in things that are going to soothe, and if you need help with concentration, colors that are going to be good for that. If you're working with things to have to do with love, maybe wanting to get into a loving relationship or learning to love yourself, that type of thing, bringing in the colors pink. And they're also showing me with that to bringing in the rose quartz, something about bringing in that pink type of energy is going to be very beneficial to you, going to be very uplifting. They're saying when in doubt, use the color white, but they're showing me the importance of color. You want to use some color, drawing in color. As I was talking about my friend that, and I'd given you her website that does color, she has perfumes even that have been created with a color vibration. And if you, you know, want to contact her, go on her website and find out information, tell her that you heard about her on the program and that you want to find out more about color and that type of thing. It's colorvibration.com. And work with the colors. They're really showing me, the guides are really showing me how color can bring in so much healing. And I'm seeing someone who's actually older, who's like in a nursing home situation, and it's very sterile, very sterile. That's the only word I'm seeing. Very hospitalish, very impersonal. By taking in some color into their space and into their arena, you can help them feel better and help get past that sterilization feeling, and helping them feel some warmth and some coloring that way. What I'm seeing is that you're taking in a blanket of like multicolors, almost like what is that called, the coat of many colors type of thing. Like if you can find, I've seen it in the store a couple of times, material that's got like a rainbow coloring within it. If you could take a blanket to this person that's in this nursing home situation, it would bring so much warmth to them. There's something about the warmth that comes within that color. There's something that would really help that environment of that individual and with what they're doing and where they're at. Use color in your own space. Use color with plants, within your gardening, within your yard work. Draw in the color is what they're showing me, the rainbow. I'm seeing this big, beautiful rainbow of color as it kind of just is stretching across my room here as it's going from one end to the other. The rainbow of color, the healing that comes with it, the energy that comes with it, the compassion that comes with it, all of that is, it's a gift for us to use with the colors, the true vibrancy of colors. I know when I had done a trip to the other side on a personal situation that had come up, and I actually was able to experience that the colors that are on that side, our colors here on this physical plane, pale so to the those colors and to the vibrancy of it that I couldn't get, it was funny, after the event had happened, I couldn't get enough color in my space. I'm painting all the rooms in my house colors and bringing in vibrant bed covers and towels and that type of thing. That's the kind of thing we want to do to encourage our energy space around us, is bring in color. They're showing me the really importance of it, and it's something they're showing me that we need to do as a whole, as people as a whole, and everybody who's listening to the program, they're saying everybody who listens to the program could use more color in their space. They could bring more color into your cubicles at work, into your offices at work, into your vehicles where you're traveling. They're also showing me like those little prisms, which the sun will catch the prisms and give rainbows of color off with that. How that is something that would be hugely beneficial and would be a huge blessing to the environment, is to bring in more color. It's going to bring in healing. Something about healing, very strong on the message of healing today. I have a message for Louise. She had contacted me earlier today about her son, and they want me to convey the message that the temperature and the fever is going to drop, that you're on the right path, you're doing everything that you know to do that's going to bring this little one to where they need to be, and to continue the processes that you're using to work with your son. But he also wants, your brother's the one that's bringing the message in, he wants you to know that he's there, don't worry, he's there watching, caring, taking care of, helping, and that keep the process that you're doing, and that everything will be fine. I also have a message for another gentleman who had called me today about an infection that he has gotten in a tear duct. And what they're showing me is that you need to do some compresses, and in those compresses they would like you to put a little bit of, like when you're creating it, take like the hot water and as you're making the compress, put like a couple drops of lavender and a couple drops of tea tree oil into that water. Not that you're going to put it in the tear duct and not that you're going to put it on the eye, but they're showing me you holding it on the cheekbone just below the eye of the area that's infected, so that your body can absorb those oils. And they're saying that anybody who in particular, they're referring to this gentleman, but they're also wanting this message to go bigger. They're showing me the bigger sign. They're showing the bigger motions. That when things come up like shingles and or things that are old that are connected with that, that you want to work at it from the spine line, from the back, from the central nervous system. So by applying oils in those areas, you're going to be able to build the body's ability to fight that off. And they're showing me that that's something that would be beneficial to you both, to this gentleman who called, and to the bigger part of the population, the bigger part of the those that are listening that may be dealing with some of those types of conditions, that if you go to the source, if you go to the spine line and you go to the central nervous system, it's going to help. They're telling me to tell you that you're not going to lose your eyesight and that you're not going to lose the tear duct, but that it's really important that you use some really good, strong, gentle care. They're also wanting me to tell you that they've misdiagnosed it, that it is actually that you've gotten some, like, little particles. I'm saying, like, little dust particles that you've actually gotten into that tear duct, and that as you continue to allow your body's immune system to get stronger, that it's actually going to fight it out, that everything's going to be fine with that. If we have anybody else who wants to come forward and share any messages as we're getting near to the top of the hour here, I'm seeing some of the vibrant colors. There's the importance of drawing color in to our worlds and into our personal spaces, that they're really wanting us to do that more so. There's a message for a woman named Margaret that you need to bring color into your mother's space. I have another woman. Her name is Lily, and that they have been giving her the gift of bringing color into others, and that she's like on this little mission, and they're showing me that she's going out one person at a time, trying to bring color into the world, and that that's what they're bringing. They're waking up people to be able to do that and to be able to help balance that. All right. Well, as we begin to bring the program to a close, I want to thank you for listening today and for being a part of our program and letting me know that we'll be here next week, same time, same place, bringing messages across from those that are across the veil. And if you have questions and you'd like to talk to me during the week, please feel free to send an email or to call. And please feel free to call in on the radio program during the hour, and we'll be happy to see if we can bring you some connections and some answers, maybe from your guides and masters. But this has been April, and I've totally enjoyed spending the holiday weekend with you. I want to send you off with prayers and encouragements and wishing you wealth, health, and that you have a beauty-filled week.